Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
High noon in the District of Columbia, as well as Laurel, Maryland, where Brian and I are live. Eastern Motors commercial shoot, Terry McLaurin in the building. We expect to hear from him maybe about 45 minutes or so. We will see. Big news also, they sell barbecue flavor twist Fritos here, in which Brian and I are partaking. I'm excited, though, right now to go to the Rude Guest Hotline, talk to our friend, Mr. Wes Hall. Let's start with a simple question, Wes. Where are you?
I am physically in D.C., and I had an adventure getting back here. Do you want to hear it or not?
Oh, yeah. We want to. So you were in Vegas for Summer League, right?
Yeah, so I hit a wall. That weather that happened on the 9th on Wednesday, I sat on the dark tarmac at DCA for, I think, 3 hours, and it took a total of 8 hours to get to Vegas. And then yesterday morning, I'm up at 7 o'clock for a 9 a.m. flight. I land in DCA at 12:30 in the morning. So, yeah.
Wait. What happened coming back? Luck?
Another wall of water. Yeah, another that big storm last night. I got diverted to Atlanta and spent 5 hours down there before we finally got clearance to come back here. So,
I am sorry. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah, buddy.
Good news, though. If we're looking for good news, now, obviously, you can watch Wes Hall on Monumental Sports Network. Hosts all of your Wizards and Mystics pre- and post-game shows.
Yep.
The good news, you were out in Vegas to watch these young Wizards in Summer League.
Young, talented.
Doug, I am encouraged, Wes. How are you feeling?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm super encouraged. I think that's the appropriate word, JP, because the contrast between Game 1 and Game 2, that's where my encouragement comes from. That first game out, even the players said it. That was not their game. They felt like they got embarrassed, and they weren't really the way that they wanted to play. That second game against Brooklyn, that's when you saw an activation, increased intensity, more physical game, guys playing more as a unit versus playing as individuals, and that's why they were able to get that big win, especially with Sarr, 8 blocks, a Summer League record. Come on, man.
Yeah, think about him, man. He can be a problem for a lot of people. I'm not going to go there right now. Which player you think give you the most excitement?
Most fun to watch, because I love Bob Carrington. So, like, I love – that's my guy. I love the dog and Keyshawn. But I'm going to be honest with you. It may seem like I'm playing a little favor with the draft class, but if you don't know who Trey Johnson III is now, what's wrong with you? Like, that young man – and here's the crazy thing about it. It's not just what we saw during plays, because I'm sitting right there. I'm right there behind the bench. I'm watching how he interacts with J.J. Outlaw and his teammates between plays. The frustration he has when a play doesn't go his way and how he immediately responds and does something that helps his team, that kid's special.
Mm-hmm. Dude, totally. The way he can get his shot off so fast and how smooth it all looks is really, really – I mean, he's got some real S to him, man, and you could see it right away.
Most definitely.
What's he like guy? I know you've got to talk to him and stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, he's really cool. If you've had a chance to see how he and Bub go back and forth, that's genuine. That's really genuine. It's not a tongue-in-cheek thing at all. But I love the fact that he's serious about his craft. He loves basketball, and he takes an extreme amount of accountability regarding his improvement and his performance. And, you know, you guys know, we've covered sports for years. There's nothing worse than an athlete that shucks off responsibility.
Sure.
Trey is the complete opposite of that. He's like, I had a bad game, or that's not what I want to do. I want to improve. Well, what did Bub say to you? Bub said I was trash, so I decided to go out because I wasn't trash. Like, that's the kind of stuff that makes it fun to watch, you know?
Yeah.
But looking at Oklahoma City and this group helped build that over there, and you start looking at the talent here, they're very similar of how they're trying to build it. You know, do you see the similarities between the two?
I do. Even when you look at, sometimes you can do, you know, a height weight comparison. You see a Chet Holmgren and you see an Alex Arr because they're really tall, kind of thin guys, can play the 4 or 5. I see a gathering of a lot of talent, and here's what I mean by that. You've got Bilal, Tristan from a previous draft class. You got all of last year's draftees from Washington. You add an A.J. Johnson as well. Love that. Then you get this year's class. Oh, by the way, you add Cam Whitmore? Mm. What?
Yeah.
Like, this is about to be a young, yes, but fun team to watch this season. I'm not worried about wins and losses. Obviously, we want to win. I'm not going to put a number out there and say, we're going to win this number. I don't know what that number is. But I know this, the journey is going to be much more pleasurable because this is a far more competitive team than I've seen in a long time, and they have great chemistry with each other.
Dude, I agree with you. I thought they played hard last year. I mean, there were some ugly losses, but generally the Wiz played hard in every game. Talking with our friend Wes Hall, Emmy Award-winning host and talent over at Monumental Sports Network. You can give him a follow at Real Wes Hall, or you can watch all of his work pre- and post-game, Wizards and Mystics. Dude, a kid that impressed me the other night, and you and I were actually talking about this at Jimmy and Zimmer's wedding, that I was really excited when I thought they drafted the kid Clayton from Florida. Then they trade out of that pick and take Will Riley from Illinois. He looked really good in the second half of that game.
Hey, you want me to tell you a little story, too? Here goes another one. At Summer League, game 2, sitting next to Bub's mom on my right. Who am I sitting to on the left? Will Riley's mom on my left. And when I tell you, first of all, she knows hoops. Yes, she used to play hockey, but she knows hoops. And every time he was on the court, she's screaming exactly the right thing for him to do every single time. And it was his second half performance where he really stepped up. Starts knocking down shots, creating space. He knows the right thing to do, attacking the rim, getting rebounds. Will Riley, just like how kind of we did last year where most people were focused on Alex and Bub, well, check this out. While you're focused on Trey and the acquisition of Cam, don't forget Will Riley. Do not forget this kid out of Illinois. Big motor, a ton of athleticism in his background. I'm excited to watch him, too.
He probably had a better second half. Bub probably went to him and told him he sucked, too.
There's a common denominator here when it comes to inspiration of the team. Go to Bub and get a fire lit up under you.
Yeah, Bub seems like that kind of dude, honestly, man.
Baltimore,
baby. Baltimore, dude. Right, exactly.
Yes.
You mentioned the kid, A.J. Johnson, who so our boy Jeff Walker just had to walk out. But A.J., when you watch him play, the skill needs a lot of refinement, I would say. But the athleticism is off the charts.
Yeah. AJ, in the 2 games he's played, is averaging 10 points, but you are absolutely right. He's like a raw diamond. You know what I mean? It's a diamond. You're going to chisel it down and make whatever stone cut you want out of it, but it is most definitely raw, and that's exactly what you want, because for this front office and this team, you can really make it what you want. You know what I mean? Sure. Milwaukee originally selected him. We acquired him through a trade, and as soon as he showed up, we all remember the big dunk last year. He can jump out of the gym. He did the same thing in Las Vegas. Do not sleep on A.J. And I'll give you this nugget, too, because when I talked to Will Dawkins about, you know, what A.J. meant at the time as far as coming in, he was basically saying that A.J., even though we acquired him last year, was a bit of a head start on this year's draft class. So it really, really balanced out the way that they were able to draft over these past 2 seasons, and getting A.J. gave them a head start on this year's draft class.
Oh, that's good stuff.
I'm with you there. I think it's funny that, you know, Keyshawn George he's only played a year, but he just seems to have really settled into a good role. I've been excited by him because, you know, last year's class, like, we all talk about Bub and Sar, but the way he shoots, and now he's like kind of getting, I thought he played good defense the other night. Wes, I'm going to confess to you, I am the most excited I've been about the Wizards in a really long time. Because even those Wall Beal years, they were fun, but they weren't really a contender in the East. You know what I'm saying?
Like, right.
But they weren't good enough to actually matter. I love this approach where they're not trying to build kind of good. They're trying to build good enough to actually matter. And it's going to be a while, but the young guys, man, I watched that whole Summer League game the other night, and I was
first time
I've never done that in my life.
I was going to say, that sounds remarkable for you, because I know how you get that.
Yeah.
I think I said through the whole thing. I'll give you this. What's the most important part of a house if you're going to build a house? What's the most important part?
Foundation.
Talk to me, B-Mitch. The foundation. Mm. If you don't build it right from the ground up, I don't care what window dressings, paint, kind of roofing, shingles, it doesn't matter. The foundation's wrong, the whole thing crumbles. Keyshawn George is a part of that foundation, and here's why. And we talk about, you know, all-star snubs and all kind of stuff that happened throughout a player's career. Not that he didn't want to be a part of the Rising Stars last year, because what guy doesn't? But I think the fact that he did not get that, talk about lighting a fire under somebody, Keyshawn George, 2 games in Summer League, 17 points. Like, the kid is tough as nails, using his size to his advantage, boxing out guys twice his size. Keyshawn's a competitor, man. Like, don't sleep on Keyshawn George. Do not forget it. Yeah, I'll tell opponents to sleep on him.
I'm with you on that.
What he's saying is, like, you got a bunch of guys on this team that they don't shy away from competition. Ignites them.
They're trying to build that. I think when you listen to Dawkins, you listen to Keith, that's exactly what they want.
You have to have that, right? Because this isn't a lollygag league. I forget who I was talking to. You know
what
I mean?
Part of the reason they traded away some of the dudes they traded away, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, because you've got to have guys that want to be super competitive, like the addition of Marcus Smart last year. What did Marcus Smart do? Brought that competitive fire to the team.
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to lay down. We're not going to be the pushover team of not to say that the previous teams were, but that reputation of I can go to D.C. and get me a dub, or I can go to D.C. and take a night off. Mm-hmm. Not on this team, you can.
Yeah.
Now, with this team, you better lace them up.
Lunch pail.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
Dude, even last year, they didn't win a lot of games, but they fought hard. You know what they did a lot, Wes? They covered the spread. I can tell you that.
Hey, there we go. I do have a good story to tell you about a little fun I had on the tables out there at the casino, but we'll talk about that later on.
You can talk. We're wide open for that kind of discussion here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm with it.
Craps.
Talking about that.
Good guess. Who told you that?
Hey, man, I know the games.
Talking with our friend Wes Hall, joining us on the Rude Guest Hotline. You can give Wes a follow at Real Wes Hall. Watch him on Monumental, all the Wiz and the Mystics coverage. So tonight, I just looked this up.
Yeah.
There's a Mystics game late tonight, right?
Yes, I've never been happier in my life.
Why?
Oh, boys, after the travel I've had, I need a good nap today. 10 o'clock is perfect.
All right. So what time are you on tonight for the Sticks?
Oh, Sticks pregame starts at 9:30. I'll be on there with my man, Coach Jimmy Patsos, who also was out in Vegas with me. So be prepared for story time tonight.
You know why Jimmy's a good guy to work with?
Why is that?
Ask Jimmy one question, he'll talk the next 15 minutes.
Oh, trust me. I've never had a bad night in the office with Coach, because if I'm tired, I'm like, hey, Coach, talk to me about, and then from then on, it's like, okay, cool, coming up, going into break.
Yeah,
I love
man.
That guy.
I mean, when I was doing those all casts, me and Jimmy, we'd fill that show no problem.
Oh, bro.
No, oh, my God. Like, we got to do a standing word count.
We actually had a caller yesterday call in. So we were doing a segment, what rebuild do you believe in more, the Wizards or the Nats? And to me, it's the Wizards for me, because whatever they're trying to build, you also have an owner that has previously shown he will spend money. And the Nats have stopped showing that ability.
Yeah.
But we had a caller call in and say, man, you should be checking out the Mystics rebuild. They've won their last three. They're 7-3 in their last 10. And if the playoffs started today, and they don't, but if they did, the Sticks are in there, right?
Sticks are in at 11-10 right now. And thinking about the last time they had a 4-game win streak, you got to go back to the Wubble, back when the COVID year, when the Dub went to the bubble as well. They had a 4-game streak and actually closed out that season with a dub and made it into the postseason because of that 4-game streak. But it all starts with the youth. Well, it really starts with Brittany Sykes, who I feel got snubbed. We all do. She should have been an all-star, different conversation. But looking at the spectacular performances of Kiki Ariafin, who got her 7th double-double last game, that's a franchise record. Who held it before? Shamika Holtzclaw. Hello. Wow.
Yeah.
Epic performance. Sonya Citron, silent assassin, man. Like, shout out to Jameela Weidman for drafting such great talent. We always love Georgia Amor. We'll see her next year when she recovers from that ACL. But for the performance of these young players, it makes it so fun to watch. Shout out to Shakira Austin as well. She's a dog. Like, let's go, man. Like, this team is fired up. I'm supposed to take a nap right now, but I can't because I'm ready. You guys got me turned up just now.
And then when is the WNBA All-Star break? Is that next week?
They go on break starting tomorrow. So this is their last game. They'll be back on the 22nd. So I think that might be my time for a little staycation action.
Yeah, dog, you deserve it with all the travel. So how do you juggle tonight? The Wiz are on at 8:30, right?
Yeah, well, I took a page out of the JP Finley book. I watch multiple screens at the same time.
That is the only way to live in the year 2025.
Yeah, that's why y'all minds all messed up watching all these different things at one time.
I'm telling you, that's why we can't maintain a single conversation.
JP cannot stay on topic to save his damn life.
We've been talking about the Wizards for 20 minutes. I'm chilling.
Yeah, talking about the Wizards, TVs, and everything else.
Since I can't stay on topic, Wes, I'm curious if you saw that the Commanders announced they're going to retire Art Monk's jersey.
Monk getting it retired?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Put it up there. Let's go.
Yeah, look, pretty darn neat, I think.
The fun bunch, brother, that is fun. We talk fundamental, foundational. Favorite time watching that team was watching the fun bunch, bro. Like, him, Gary, and the guys. Like, I remember, what were those
so it was fun
starting
bunch
lineup
the posse.
Action figures?
Yeah. Starting lineups?
Yeah, I had all those, man.
Like, that's awesome.
Oh, my gosh, bro. You just brought it.
Wes, how old are you again?
Don't worry about that.
Wes showing a little age mentioned in the fun bunch.
How old are you? The Mystics and
how old are you for real? Seriously.
I'll give you a guess. I was born during the 19-somethings.
How about this? I would wager I am younger than Wes and look significantly older than
JP's 43?
Yeah, I turned 44 in
Wes,
September.
Wes, you're what, 40? You're about 43, same as Wes.
No, good guess. But no, I am sitting strong at a 45-piece.
All right.
You look good,
45-piece. I take naps and drink
water. I hope to look as good as you at 45.
You're pretty with it. You already know, man. I'm checking you out when you're on the floor. I watch.
Start sticking on one topic.
Last thing, Wes. We did this as a call topic the other day. I'm curious what you think. Who is the next Wizard that gets a Supermax contract?
Yeah.
And you could pick anybody on the team, or you could just pick the field. Because you look at this past NBA Finals, Haliburton and SGA were acquired via trade.
Right. Oh, next Wizard that gets a Supermax.
Jeff said A.J. Johnson.
Jeff did say
AJ. Look, A.J. seems nice. If I'm going to pick off the current roster, it'd probably be between Bub and Trey.
All right.
See, I think it's Sar and Trey.
Sar's a great contender. Sar's a great contender for that. So, man, I'd have to make it my top three, but I got to pick one.
That's the rule, man.
All right, Bub.
Bub, there you have it.
More Bub.
Bub has that internal dog, that's all you need.
I mean, to quote the great Doc Walker, he got that dog in him.
He got that dog in him. He hit the floor yesterday and like almost got his tooth knocked out.
Oh, I saw that when a guy fell on him?
Yeah.
Yeah, the guy fell back on him and his face hit the floor, bam.
He came over, looked at his mom like, I almost came out of my mom. And she's like, you gonna come out? He's like, I'm fine. And he walks right back out on the court.
When he hit the game winner in the season finale, that was like, I feel like that was a moment for Bub.
Mm. That was a signature moment, not only for Bub, but for everyone around him, because that signified that kid understood the moment and was, like you said, B-Mitch, was not afraid. There's no fear with these kids. That's what I'm loving. There's no back down. I don't care who the opponent is. Yeah, I know our season's coming to a conclusion, but hey, Miami, you're going to take this L on your court, and then I'm going to go into the offseason. I'll be back.
There you go.
I imagine that might have led to a very fun evening in Miami. You know, that game probably got over around.
I've had one or two of those.
That game got over around, 3-4 o'clock? You got a little bit of post-game, slide right on to Collins Ave, whatever it is you want to do. Wes, thank you for the time, brother. Always appreciate it, man.
Hey, brothers, I appreciate it. Thanks so much. Appreciate you checking in.
Be cool, brother.
All right, check out Wes tonight on the Mystics pregame, 9:30 on Monumental Sports Network. And I'm pretty sure you can listen to the Mystics on our sister station, Team 980.
Hey, it's B. Mitch and Jupu Finbu here. I couldn't think of the name. If you want comfort and convenience wherever life takes you, then you need to turn the Root. With Wi-Fi compatibility, you have full control of your heating and cooling system right from your phone. Forgot to turn down the heat before vacation? You can adjust it in seconds. Plus, you'll get alerts if something's not right. These guys are the best, and they've installed new systems in my house, and I felt a great difference instantly.
Yeah, I mean, the difference you feel in your house is really pretty remarkable, and the biggest factor is how they can control the humidity. If you get the humidity out of the air, you can hit the exact temperatures you want, and it's just, it's a real difference, man. I got my Root system put in, when do you think that was, B? Maybe 3 months ago now, kind of before it got too hot. And it's been night and day, especially these crazy hot days. Last night with all that rain, my house stays super comfortable, and it stays super comfortable because of my Rood system. B, you got to tell them about the cash, too. You can qualify for federal tax credits up to 2 G's on heat pumps through 2032. Visit Rood.com/federal incentives to learn more.
Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in a DMV. And remember, if it ain't Rood,
it ain't right.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. We're going to take folks behind the curtain here. B and I are live, Eastern Motors, Laurel, Maryland. We're here because Terry McLaurin is doing a commercial shoot.
Laurel, Fort Meade Road.
At the end of the commercial shoot, Terry McLaurin is set to address the media. Right now I'm looking at Terry's agent. Buddy Black is over there working the phone pretty furiously. I did notice that, but that's what NFL agents do. That may or may not have anything to do with Terry.
He has a lot of people he represents.
Lanville, I'm kind of talking to you here too. We are expecting to hear from Terry soon. It appears that the bulk of the commercial shoot has been wrapped up. And for all of our listeners right now, the plan is for us to take this live as soon as we can. We've got our guy Jeff Walker in position. Listen, Jeff just came through with this Royal Farms run. I'm feeling good about Jeff right now.
Yeah.
I think Jeff's going to get it done. I think – now, Terry hasn't said anything publicly. Pretty obvious he's going to get asked and talk about the contract situation. Keep in mind that a lot can change, really, with one phone call, one email, one text message.
Mm-hmm.
But we've heard for a little while now that there's some frustrations. I think we will hear that again, honestly. And that doesn't mean that you can't get to the finish line and everything's going to be fine. But I'm curious what when you and I'm trying to remember what presser we were out in Ashburn for. Maybe it was when we asked DQ, we were going to ask DQ about Terry.
Mm-hmm.
And you correctly nailed what DQ said, which was nothing. What do you think Terry's going to say here?
Nothing. He's going to make sure people understand he wants to be here. Things are moving forward, and but I think he may allude to something like I never saw a negotiation that didn't have some frustration,
right?
You know, things happen.
I think it's going to be more than nothing. I've covered Terry since his rookie season. It's a guy I've gotten to know well. He can do a really, really good job of. At various times, he's been very frustrated with quarterbacks and coaches,
mm-hmm.
and he would never name the quarterback or the coach.
Yeah.
But he would make clear he was frustrated. Yeah. He's a very smart, diplomatic, but assertive fella. So I think there'll be some level of frustration, which is probably normal given the situation. Now, Lanville, let's just talk through this. Let's say it's going to be Terry's talking in about 10 minutes. When do we need to break for that, sir? Okay. I'm keeping eyes on what's going on down here. I'm watching Nikki Jabala from the Washington Post walk over there. But our guy Jeff is in position, is my understanding. This is pretty funny. I'm watching Nikki try to go figure out when he's going to talk, and I'm watching Ben Standig watch Nikki figure out when he's going to go talk.
Ben's like, you're in better shape. You go over there.
Damn. Standig doesn't even know, but he just caught some shrapnel.
Yeah, I'm just saying. He walked in. I saw him walk in, and he stood basically in that area for the rest of the day.
Okay, I think this could happen very, very soon. I think the commercial shoot is wrapped, so we will see when this goes. Okay. I think this is about to start. Can we take Jeff's microphone? Because Jeff should be there with a mic. Jeff, talk down to us, buddy.
Well, we can hear Jeff and I hearing us now.
All right, I think that's just the room. Has it started?
Jeff said someone should come down.
You want me to go down? Lanville, why don't we go to break and we'll come back and hopefully we'll have this thing live. Does that sound good to you, Mr. Mullins? All right, nobody go anywhere. I believe you're going to hear from Terry McLaurin in moments.
Yeah, I've been pretty frustrated, I'm not going to lie. You know, everything that has transpired up to this point has just been disappointing and frustrating. You know, I've wanted to continue my career here. I've created my life here. You know, my wife and I have bought our first home here. So this has been somewhere where I've always wanted to be. And, you know, just to see how things have played out has been disappointing. Obviously, I understand everything's a business, but at the same time, like, you know, I want to put myself in a position where, you know, I'm valued and you know, I feel appreciated and things like that. And, you know, unfortunately, that hasn't transpired the way I wanted to. So, you know, I'm just trying to take things day by day. And at the beginning of this process, I honestly just wanted to, you know, for things to work out. And, I thought things were going to kind of be more progressive than they have, you know. And so at this point, it's kind of just up in the air.
Has it surprised you that they've taken whatever tack they've taken? And have you now opened your mind up to being somewhere else?
You know, I haven't got to that part yet. It has been disappointing. Going into this offseason, I thought there was kind of going to be more progress. And, you know, I know those discussions were there at the beginning. And, you know, kind of since OTAs and minicamp, you know, we haven't had any discussions. We haven't talked at all. And, you know, that's tough, you know, obviously with camp coming around the corner. And so I haven't thought that far yet to really, you know, see what's next in the standpoint of leaving or not, you know, because I want to be here. I want to make that abundantly clear. Like, I really appreciate this fan base, this city, this place has become my home. You know, I mean, I've poured a lot of myself and given everything that I've can every single day since I've been here, through the wins, losses, good, bad. And, you know, but at the end of the day, you do want to feel valued and you do want to feel appreciated. And I think, you know, how the market is today, it pretty much conveys what guys of my caliber are deserving of. And I feel like I fit that in that box because of just how I've always carried myself on and off the field and the value I know I bring to a team. And I know I bring to my teammates and I know that I bring to an organization. And, you know, I don't want to put myself in a position to feel like you have to beg for somebody to see your worth and your value. You feel like you've put that out there year in, year out. You know what I mean? Everything, previous regimes, and even now, you know what I mean? I've done everything that's been asked of me. I'm not perfect at all. I've definitely made mistakes, but I've always led with the right foot. And I've tried to put myself in a position to be a person that can be valued and respected amongst his coaches and his teammates, but also be a dog on the field. I don't want to get that mistaken. Like, I feel like I'm one of the best receivers in this league. And, you know, it's not because of me just feeling that way. I feel like I've proven that, and I'm going to continue to work hard to prove that. And that's kind of where things are. So I haven't really, you know, gotten to the part of trade or not. Like, I want things to work out, but at the end of the day, like, it takes two to tango. You know what I mean? And so however things go these next few days, I know camp's around the corner. I'll talk to my agent and we'll go from there. But overall, you just want to be appreciated and valued for who you are and what you bring to the team. And also what you feel like you could continue to do, because best believe I don't feel like I played my best ball yet. And I still feel like I have a lot of great things that I can do and bring to a team. And so, you know, it's disappointing that it's gotten to this point. And the toughest part is being away from my teammates, honestly, you know, because I came into part of OTAs and things like that with the assumption things were going to progress a lot quicker than they have. And it's disappointing because I've always been a team guy and a leader. And the great thing about, you know, the great thing I take away is I've gotten a lot of support from my teammates. I've played golf with them. I've hung out with them. I've talked to multiple guys, and they know where I stand. They know how I feel. And I think the tough part is they have to decipher things through the media. And, you know, they know I'm an open book. So everybody I've talked to, I've been 100% open and honest with them of where I stand and how things have been. And so I know I got their respect and their support, and I'm going to continue to prove that when I'm on the field, whenever that time is. So, you know, just because I'm in this scenario doesn't change the fact of who I am and my character, because I'm going to continue to be Ted McLaurin no matter where I'm at. And that's God's built me to be. That's who I've tried to prove who I am, and I'm going to continue to walk in that.
Terry, what needs to happen next to get this thing back on track?
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know what I mean? Like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field. And, you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's just a whole business and things like that. But I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. You know, I haven't missed practices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body. And I'm going to continue to do that so I can be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
Understanding it's a business, is it hard for you to separate the business from the emotion here?
Of course. You know, I mean, to a certain degree, when you know, you feel you have a way of feeling that which you've proven up until this point, and when you see that is put in front of you of how somebody perceives you or values you, that's disappointing. You know what I mean? It's a little bit disrespectful to me. And again, like, the front office, the ownership, they have to do what's best for the team. I understand that, but I also know what I bring to a team, and I feel like I've proven that day in, day out. There hasn't been anything that they've asked me to do since they've been here that I have not done willingly, openly. And I'm not saying that that's not what I'm supposed to, that's what I'm supposed to do as a leader. But you would think when that is displayed consistently over years of time, then that would be, you know, honored and respected. And so, again, the toughest thing is just, you know, having to be in this limbo. And but I haven't stopped working. You know, I work my tail off, and no dollar amount is going to change that. No dollar amount is going to make me work harder. That's not how I'm built. But at the same time, I have to stand on my worth and my value. You know, I've worked really hard to create that, and I know the person that God has blessed me to be. And I know that I'm a leader in that locker room. And when you have that kind of person who brings what I bring on the field, off the field, in the community, I feel that's somebody that should be valued at a very high level. Fortunately, you know, I've proven that, but unfortunately, you know, you can't force somebody to see value. You know what I mean? And we just got to see where that goes from here. But that's just the disappointing part, because you feel like you've done the things right. You've bought into the T of everything that this culture was building last year. And, you know, I thought it was definitely going to be into the future of that. And so, again, I have not made any declarations of one way or another, but I'm just kind of speaking on how it's made me feel, how this offseason been, the frustrations I felt. That's all true. You know what I mean? That's not just what people are hearing. Like, it's coming from me, and definitely I want to just continue to take things day by day and see where it goes from there.
If teams don't progress, do you know how you'll approach camp?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day, and you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have. And and so I haven't made that decision yet, and I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
Going through even yesterday with Wilson getting his contract,
yeah.
Do you think the market has been pretty well set at that position, and where do you think you fit in that market?
Yeah, I mean, I think, first of all, Garrett Wilson deserves what he was paid, you know. I know I'm a little biased being a Buckeye, but he's a great player, and he brings a lot to his team, and he's fought through adversity as well. And I feel like that his team, not only from the past regime, but, you know, the new regime that they have now, they honor and they see that, and they see what he brings to the team, and they compensate him as such. And so I can't really speculate on how that necessarily affects me. He's different than I am, but at the end of the day, like, what top receivers are compensated in today's NFL, wide receiver ones, I feel like I am that. And I feel like that has displayed itself not only just this cycle of receivers who have signed, but last year, you know. And I know I'm in that category. And so it's just a matter of seeing if it makes sense for myself and if the team feels like it makes sense for them. But, you know, it's hard to say, like, how that transpires from here. But I know I'm deserving of what I'm asking for, and I'm willing to stand firm on that. And yeah, you just kind of got to see where it goes from there. You know, they feel how they feel, and I feel how I feel. You hope you can come to some sort of understanding and common ground. You know what I mean? I'm not a combative person, but I am someone who's going to stand on my worth and know what I bring to a team. Not because of, oh, I feel that way. It's because what I've proven year and year and year, and what I know I will continue to prove, Lord willing, to keep me healthy as I've been. And, you know, I The tough part is just missing the time and feeling like you've missed out on building with your teammates and your quarterback and the new additions. And each team and each year is different. So when I feel like, you know, I'm a missing piece of that, you know what I mean? I feel like that definitely affects the team, you know what I mean? And hearing from my teammates and see how they feel. And, you know, they're confused and as well. So it's just not a lot of clarity, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, I just want clarity, you know what I mean? If they don't feel like I'm part of their future, then okay, just tell me that. You know, I'm a grown adult. I can handle hard truths, you know what I mean? What I've been through in my life, I've definitely been through tough things, been through adversity, been through situations where people may not have saw my value, and that's okay, but somebody will, and I'm going to continue to give them my all, whoever feels that way.
Terry, considering how last year for this team so much was the good vibes that led to what the season became, does that make it even more surprising based on what you're saying as to that you're here? It sounds like it's not even just money definitively. It's
other aspects. Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches and honored at that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep into it with everybody. And coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, that's kind of – it's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way, and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL, but also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored, you want that to be respected, you want that to be valued, and my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself, but I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value, and I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
When you left after OTAs, did you get a strong indication from them that communication would continue, that discussions would progress?
Definitely, and that was a big reason why I came. You know, in 2022, like, that was a completely different situation, but you know, that during that time, like, I left very early because the communication just wasn't there. And so when I came up into this offseason program of wanting to build on what we did last year first and foremost and be with my teammates, like, that was my intention, and feeling everybody in the building knew how engaged I was. But also there's a business side and component to it, and when you've been communicated that you want to get a deal done, you want to progress, and those aren't happening, like, you know, frankly, like, actions do speak louder than words. And that's the same that goes for me. Like, if I go out and say, I want to be this player, I want to do this and do that, but my habits and my actions don't reflect behind that, then people are going to be looking at me sideways. And so I felt like I led with the best foot forward. And, you know, after that kind of wasn't progressing the way that we would have liked, I just felt like I needed to take a step back. And that was the disappointing part. But I got to look out for myself as well. Like, I have a family, you know what I mean? I have my wife and future kids at some point, and you know, I want to honor them with my value as well, and I know what I bring to the table. And so that's kind of how it got to this place where I was understanding that things were going to progress, and they just haven't. And that's disappointing. And you know, on the heels of camp, it's kind of like, what now? And so I just want clarity, honestly, and we'll see where it goes from here. So you know, the deadlines obviously come up, and you know, We'll see where it goes from there. But without any progressive talking, without any communication, it's kind of just sits here like it is.
Is there a point of no return?
You know, I'm not going to really speculate on that yet. Obviously, where it stands now, it's not great. It's not good at all. And without any progression, then you have to take steps based off of where you're at. You know what I mean? There's a hope that I do want to continue to play here. And I do want to be a part of what's being built and what's going to be built. But at the same time, you know, you want to be valued by the you know, the front office and the ownership group and things like that. And, you know, it's just past just the words of it. It's, you know, the actions behind it. And I feel like I've proven who I am and who I'm going to continue to be, you know what I mean? And so, I mean, at some point, I guess you can say there's a point of no return. I don't think it's at that now, but, I mean, there's a, you know, time is kind of ticking.
What is the disconnect as you see it? Is it just, I mean, beyond how they're treating you, the tone perhaps, is it just money? Is it your age? I know that's been mentioned at the time. What do you see as the disconnect?
You know, I'll try to keep the specifics of it between, you know, my agent and the team, but, you know, I think there is a disconnect of the value of what I bring to the table and how that applies to not only the fair market deal and the fair market value, but what I've proven up until this point and what I still know I can do at a very high level. And just speaking to the point of, you know, you bringing up age, like, obviously that is a part of the NFL. You know, I mean, Father Time is undefeated. But I think it's unfortunate that a general data point, not just for myself, but in general, is just used and not by a case-by-case basis. In my case, I've been blessed by the Lord and the actions that I take to take care of my body. I've never had a major surgery in my entire career. Thank God for that, you know what I mean? And on top of the work that I put in. But also, I haven't missed a game in four or five years. And I don't miss practice. You know, I play every game. And so who's to say, coming off this last season, I won't continue to play at a high level? I believe that. I truly do. And I know I'm going to put the work in to continue to do that at a high level and be bought in and be unselfish and be the guy that I know I've been. And to be quite frank with you, like, you know, even when it comes to guys who are approaching 30, like, my case is different, not only from a health standpoint, but this is only going to be my seventh year. A lot of people may not know my story, but at Ohio State, I really didn't play a lot my first 2 years. There's not a lot of tread on my tires. This is the first year we made a deep playoff run. You know what I mean? And I've been extremely healthy through all of that. And so to just I'm not under the understanding that 30 just applies to me. I'm not dismissing that completely. You know what I mean? There are data points that support that. But how come it's not okay to honor and see, okay, this may be a different case. And based on what he's proven and showing no signs of deterioration, like, you know, I feel like that should be acknowledged as well. And so in general, you hope that there's a case-by-case basis and not a group thinking of, hey, this is this age group and, you know, they fit in this age group, so this is how we're going to treat them. I don't think that's quite right. It's the business. It depends on how each organization and front office see it. So, you know, that's kind of how that is. But, you know, 30 ain't old. You know what I mean? People making it seem like I need to start getting fitted for a walker and a cane. You know what I mean? No disrespect. You know what I mean? Because with age comes wisdom. You know what I mean? And I think my game is going to continue to mature in a great way as I go out through the course of the end of my career. And I don't think that's right now. I don't think that's near. And my ability to make catches at the catch point, people call it contested catches. I call it winning at the catch point. You know what I mean? I think that'll continue to stay. My speed, I still am a 4.3 guy. I'm the same guy just in January, you know, was able to take a slant in the NFC Championship game in a screen for a touchdown. I don't think that changes in 6 months, especially without no major injuries. And so, you know, I know that was a long, drawn-out answer, but I just wanted to kind of, you know, address that standpoint. But the specifics of the negotiations, I want to keep, you know, in-house as much as possible. But just speaking to the point of age and things like that, and I kind of just want to touch.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or dsw.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What you mentioned you've been in communication with your teammates throughout the course. What has that been like? How do you kind of stay abreast of what they're doing from afar? Sure.
Well, the great thing about it is I've talked to, you know, a lot of them. And offense, defense, you know, they've communicated that they miss me. They communicated that they want me out there, but they also understand it's a business as well. And they understand what I bring to the table, and they're supporting me and standing firm in that. And that means a lot to me, because at the end of the day, I want their respect, and they know who I am as a person and as a player. And that's not just because of I'm saying that. It's what I've tried to prove myself each and every day while I'm in that building. The person I am, pouring into the young guys, being a veteran leader and buying into a new regime and what they want to build in the ownership group as well. I've bought in completely, and you know, the tough part is just being away from them, because the camaraderie that's in that locker room is special, and you want to build on what you had last year and take it to the next level. And so not being there, that is the gap. But I know I have their support. I know that they got my back, and if the shoe's on the other foot, like, I'd have their back as well. And, you know, I think just in general with football, and when it comes to contract negotiations, like, if the shoe's on the other foot and I'm sitting here and was selfish and wasn't productive last year, like, teams in those situations, they cut players, so they're asking for pay cuts. But when a guy earns it, like, it's just disappointing when there's that, just that, you know, that combativeness, that drawn out process where you feel like, okay, you've earned something, let's compensate you and not have this long drawn out process. It's a business. I do understand that, but it's just the disappointment in it. But, you know, I'm blessed. You know what I mean? I keep my head held high. I know who I am at the end of the day. I know who God has blessed me to be. And I, you know, that doesn't change based off of how somebody else may feel or view me. I know how I view me. I know how the people in my life, I know how my teammates view me. And it's just tough to be away from them, but they know that I'm handling business. And the great thing about it, they trust and know, based off of what they've seen and being around them, that I've been putting the work in. And whenever my time to step on the field, I'm going to continue to be who I've been and continue to get better, because I do know I can continue to get better, like I've shown.
Terry, have you heard from Jaden specifically?
Yeah, I have. And, you know, I've heard from a lot. We've had a lot of great conversations, and, you know, I'll keep the specifics between us, but yeah, it's great to have his support, honestly, and to know he has my back, and to see how we've grown in our relationship, not just on the field but off the field. And so to know the value you bring to your quarterback, and to know that he sees and feels that means a lot to me. It really does. And he knows I got his back too, not on the field but as a person. We've had a lot of personal, you know, talks, not just now but over the course of his entire first year together. And him and I haven't scratched the surface as what we can do as a duo, you know what I mean? From, you know, we as a team, we had a slow start to the season. We had some hiccups, but we were cooking by the end of the year, you know what I mean? And I feel like with the additions that have been made as well, like, that is only going to help everything. But I know what I bring to the table, and I feel like he does too. And I truly believe we need each other. And so we'll see where it goes from there. I'm going to continue to talk to him and stay in contact with him because, you know, he's a great player, but he's even a better person. And so when you got guys like that, you know, Zach, Frankie, Quan, Reeves, just to name just a few guys who have reached out and checked in on me and see how I'm doing and say they support me and got my back. That means a lot. And they know I'll do the same for them because if they didn't, I don't think they would reach out. You know, I mean, that's the thing. You can't BS. You could, you know, I'm going to shoot straight. Some guys could kind of BS the media. You could portray yourself on social media a certain way. You can't BS the guys in that locker room. They know who you are. They know what you bring to the table. They know over a consistent amount of time the character and the person you are. And so to see that those guys see that in me and they want me to be a part of what's being built means everything to me. And I just want to be, you know, back with them and build, if that makes sense.
How much has ownership been involved to this point? And do you feel that it's how's that relationship going for you?
Yeah, I mean, in the past, the relationship has definitely been great. You know, I mean, I've had personal, you know, conversations with Josh, I've had personal conversation with Mitchell Rails, Mark Hine, Magic, you know, and so up until this point, my understanding is like I'm a big part of what they want to continue to build here. There hasn't been any personal communication, you know, I mean, you know, Mitchell Rails and I kind of had a, you know, a few texts back over the offseason, but it wasn't like contractual, but, you know, I think there's personal relationships that I've built there, and I just want them to, you know, be clear with me and honest, you know what I mean, of if they see me as part of this future or not, you know what I mean? And I can handle that and we move forward. But I'm hoping that they see who I've been, not even just before DQ and AP got here, but who I was when it was terrible. You know what I mean? When things were adverse, when there was a lot of chaos going on, I still held firm and strong. And I held my head held high and I was a leader. You know what I mean? I'm gonna continue to do that when things are good. Like things are good or bad doesn't change who I am. Money doesn't change who I am. It's the character of who I've proven to be. And so hopefully, you know, they see that value and, you know, they make that a priority to get some finality to this one way or another.
Two more questions.
I know you did some traveling.
Yeah.
But where have you worked out generally aside from that?
Yeah, I mean, I've worked out in Florida over the off season. That's kind of my place that I go to work out. I've worked out here. Obviously, when I wasn't missed out on OTAs, you know, I have weight room in my house, and I haven't missed any days. I'm 208 pounds sitting right here, healthy as hell, fast. You know what I mean? And in good spirits. And that's the thing. Like the money is not what motivates me. It's to be the best person I can be on the field, to bring out the best in myself. I want to be able to walk away from this game knowing that I gave everything I got, that I stayed true to who I was, that I didn't, you know, sell out or try to tear somebody down to build myself up. I've taken my L's and my licks on the chin, you know what I mean? And I haven't complained, and I stay strong during that. And I put in the work no matter what's going on around me. And so I've definitely worked out here. I've worked out in Florida, and I was in Italy getting it in, waking up at 6 a.m., you know what I mean? For real, you know what I mean? And you know, that's just who I am. And I know when I step on the field, whenever that time comes again, like I'm going to be ready. And I know I put the work in to build off of what I did last year. And so I'm looking forward to that. And, you know, even on Chad Englehart's birthday, I sent him a picture of, you know, the squat rack with 435 on it. Just tell him happy birthday. You know what I mean? Just that's just who I am. And people in that building know that. And it's who I've been. That's who I'm going to continue to be.
How was Italy?
It was beautiful. My wife and I had a great time. That was my first time in Europe. And just to see the architecture, to see the history was really cool. And just, you know, I'm really blessed to be able to be in this position to be able to not only meet great people, but to earn a great living, living my dream and seeing the world. Like I don't want to get emotional, but I never saw my life coming this far. My dream was always to make it to the league, but I never saw the position I'd be in today and the respect I'd have from this community, these people who I've just given my heart to, and they gave it to me back. You know what I mean? And but yeah, Italy was amazing. Went to Rome. Went to Amalfi Coast, Positano. We went to Florence. We went to Venice. I learned some great Italian. I had a great Italian food. I think I'm good off of.
Let's hear some of that great.
Okay, okay. I just know basic stuff. So, like, all right. But I think, you know, bene is just something that means good. Like, you know, bene, you know? So, like, how you do? Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, bene, buongiorno. The people in Florence are very personable. So, you know, I'm coming down the steps, buongiorno, buongiorno, you know? So it's like, let me get your back, buongiorno, you know? So my wife was kind of correcting me. I started to, they make great espresso over there. I've never been a coffee guy. And so I started having some espresso. I was calling it espresso, and my wife was like, it's espresso. Yes. And so, like, I made sure I got that right. But it was a great experience. And, you know, it's actually kind of crazy, like, I'm a low-key guy, you know what I mean? And over there, I was getting recognized, like, left and right.
Really?
Yeah, like, by, obviously, travelers and football fans. But, you know, one of our servers at the place that we stayed in Positano, he was like, yeah, you play American football. You big guy. You big guy. So everybody's asking me, like, you know, you see a big guy, and I'm, you know, in the hotel we were, there's big running steps. So I'm running the steps from the top to the bottom. And they're like, who are you? What do you do? You know what I mean? And so just ingratiating myself into that culture with my wife and creating new experiences and great memories and meeting great people was something that was unbelievable. And definitely am glad to be back and figure out what's next.
I can do two non-contractual.
Yeah.
Art Monk announced today that he's going in as Jersey's being retired as a fellow receiver. I'm not sure how much you've dealt with Art, but your thoughts on 81 being never worn again.
Man, as it should be. You know, he's the greatest receiver that has played in our organization, in my opinion. He's a Hall of Famer for a reason. And, you know, I think a few years ago, Gary Clark, Ricky Sanders, Art Monk, just to name a few, we all went to dinner at Prime in Ashburn. And, you know, my understanding was, you know, Art is a chill, laid-back guy back in Florida. And so for him to come out and spend his time and spend his wisdom with us was something that I couldn't – you can't put a dollar amount on that. And I still take away the conversations we had at that dinner – unbelievably, I keep that close to my heart. And so to see that he's being honored in the right way as he should, and he reminds me of myself, is like, he's not the most flashy guy, you know what I mean? He's extremely humble and he works hard, and he played at a high level for a very long time. And so to see what he's done in this league for this organization, that's somebody I hope to be like one day. And he definitely deserves this honor, and it's great to see such a great player and great person be honored in the way that they should be. And he was a hell of a receiver, so congratulations to him and his family. Congratulations to you know, the fan base that they got to see such a great player, and he's deserving of this honor. So hopefully we get to, you know, cross paths again and we can chat. But I saw that on my phone as I was coming over to you guys, and that was super cool to see that he's being honored in the right way.
And normally when we talk, I'm the one wearing makeup. So is Michael B. Jordan, should he be nervous about your acting skills after what we witnessed today?
Listen, you know, I'm not going to quit my day job. Football is what I love, but I've got more and more comfortable acting, honestly. And it allows me to show my personality a little bit. And, you know, like I said, I'm a low-key guy, but when you get to know me, I have a big personality and I like to have fun. So Michael B. Jordan, I think his job is safe. I get compared to a young Denzel anyway.
Oh, stop.
And that's not against Michael B. Jordan. Michael B. Jordan is he's one of the greatest actors. he's a great actor, and I remember watching him all the way back. One of my favorite movies growing up was Hardball. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But I kind of have like an old soul, you know what I mean? A little old school. So I say more of like a young Denzel.
So King Kong's got nothing on you.
Not yet. Appreciate you guys. Thank you for your time. Appreciate you guys.
All right, beam it to Finley, 106.7 The Fan. That's just Terry McLaurin talking to the media, and he had a lot to say. You know what? But you know what? It was heartfelt. It was from his heart. We're going to take a quick break here, and we get back. JP and I will break down what we heard. Beam it to Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.